this year is different in a lot of ways in terms of what the market's looking like, how seafood is being sold to consumers, all of this different stuff. Is that changing anything about the contest this year?
Well, we are making some changes, and we're constantly trying to improve the contest to make it more effective for the industry. And this year, we're going to add two new species categories, salmon and whitefish. And this will allow for more possibilities for products to get recognized. And then we're also going to add a new special award, and this should be of interest to your listeners, called the Bristol Bay Choice. This new award will allow for more exposure for products coming out of Bristol Bay region.
Scaling out a little bit and looking at how the Symphony of Seafood is structured and how Bristol Bay is being included this year as a specific category, how is the Bristol Bay Regional Seafood Development Association involved in the competition this year, and how did that come about, or what are you hoping to develop moving forward?
This year, Bristol Bay RSDA is helping to sponsor the Symphony of Seafood, and they're becoming a new major partner in the Symphony. And the reason they're interested, Lilani might add to this as well, is the connection between the fact that the fleet has really done a lot to improve quality in the region, and that quality improvement really is like the key to unlocking value-added product development. The improvements in the investment that the fleet has made in quality is now paying off in the ability for people to manufacture new value-added products. I'll let Lilani maybe talk a little bit more about that.
Thanks, Julie. Every Bristol Bay fisherman is essentially an ambassador of our brand, of Bristol Bay Sockeye. And the higher the quality, the higher the demand. Higher the quality, the more likely processors are going to want to use it as a main ingredient in a value-added product. Everyone wins with the high quality. So that's what's really great, and that's what's been great in the past years with the fish that's being harvested. And the ability to drive up the demand for Bristol Bay sockeye hinges upon our members' commitment to delivering the highest quality sockeye at every offload. So that's super important, and we are excited to be partners of Symphony of Seafood and to have this category, and we hope to see all different processors and small independent processors put in entries for what can be done with sockeye salmon.
As everyone thinks about the end of the season for Bristol Bay, and as everyone faces a financially difficult situation, where do you see the place of a contest like Symphony of Seafoods, where you're highlighting products? Do you think that the focus this year is going to be affordable products, or where do you see that falling?
Well, this is Julie. I'll start. I think the pandemic has really highlighted the need to diversify markets. That's tremendously important. We learned that lesson 20, 30 years ago, when the industry in general was mostly putting salmon in a can. And, you know, we learned that you really need to diversify markets. And part of diversifying markets is the connection to products. And so product development goes hand in hand with that. And this kind of event not only, you know, encourages that, but then it actually helps support people who are doing that work to promote their products and sort of raise them, elevate them out of the rest of the crowd when they're trying to compete on that retail shelf, when they're trying to get somebody to notice their product, whether they're a small company just starting out or a large company with, you know, that goes internationally, you still have to compete to get your products recognized. And this is really what the Symphony can do.
Are there any details that people should know in terms of submitting a product or thinking about Alaska Seafood of Symphony? Symphony of Seafood, I keep doing that. Symphony of Seafood.
So we are getting ready to release our call for product for this year. That basically has all of the instructions associated with how to enter and what steps you need to take. It's fairly simple, but that should be out in the next month, and it's on the AFDF website, so www.afdf.org. I think the exciting thing is this is really sort of an entry point of the first year of a a relationship that we're building between BBRSDA and the Alaska Symphony of Seafood in a way that we hope will help elevate Bristol Bay products as well as other quality Alaska seafood products.
Thank you both so much for taking some time to talk through the Alaska Symphony of Seafood this year and some of the particularities and some of the changes and developments in the contest.